This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
It's going to be Nelton's basketball to start this final quarter. Mountain Home leading 40-39 for these last 8 minutes. Boy, that was a close one. I will admit it was the three was missed, but Kane was right there to grab it and slam it back home. The officials did say he beat the buzzer. It was close. I know that for sure. Kane has the ball on the right wing. He will give it up, give it to Anderson. Anderson's going into the lane. He's going up for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. So for the second time tonight, Nathan Anderson will try to convert a three-point play. That is the fifth lead change of the night as Nelton goes back on top. As we are 17 seconds into this final quarter. The foul's on Matt Jones, his second personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. Their free throw by Anderson goes up, and it's good. Anderson now has 6 points. Colton Peters going to check in, replacing Hunter Bashirs. 7:43 left to play in this game. 42-40, Nelton leading it. Colton Peters takes the inbound it to Wyatt Gilbert. Now back to Peters. Now once again to Gilbert. Gilbert gets it across the timeline, gives it to Benton. Benton has it just inside the half-court stripe. Now drills toward the right side. Picks up his dribble, trying to figure out somewhere to go with it. Instead, he's going to call timeout. So we'll break with 7:24 left to play in the game. It is Nelton leading Mountain Home 42-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Mountain Home will inbound on the near sideline with 7:24 left to play in the game. Nelton leading 42-40. Talon Benton will trigger the inbound pass, actually right in front of me. As he'll take the ball from the official, gets into Gilbert, and we are back underway. Benton has it. Benton now gives it to Peters on the right side. Up top to Cruz, over to Benton on the left. Alley-oop pass to Jones for the layup, good! Matt Jones with 6 points, our third tie of the night. We're knotted up at 42, a little over 7 minutes left to play in this one. Fulton into the front court, throws over to Hamilton on the right side. Back up top to Fulton. Fulton will drill to the left. Now he's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, and the rebound is going to be, well, it's going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be Mountain Home's basketball in the possession arrow. 6:45, let's play. Mountain Home gets the ball back. We're knotted at 42. Benton will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Gilbert. Full court man for Nelton. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Benton. He has it on the left side. Benton will drill to the right now. Gives it there to Peters. Down to Benton in the corner. Benton will take the screen from Jones. Throws up top to Cruz. Now gives it to Benton. Finds Jones on the low block. Jones going in for the layup. Good! Sixth lead change of the night. And Matt Jones now with 8 points. Mountain Home up 44-42. 6:06 left to play. Hamilton across the timeline. Gives it to Moore. Moore will dribble to the right on the right side. Throws up top to Anderson. Anderson will give it to Fulton. Fulton dribbles up between the circles. Now Hamilton has it there. Hamilton will drill to the left side. Now top to Moore. Moore is going to try for the three-pointer at the top. In and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Talon Benton. Benton will bring it into the front court. Throws over to Cruz on the left side. Back to Jones on the low block. Looking for another move. Now kicks out to Luke Cruz in the left corner. His three-pointer does not go. And the rebound is controlled by Matt Jones. But he passes it right to the hands of Nathan Anderson. Turnover against Mountain Home. And back comes Jarquavius Kane going into the lane for up. He can't get it to go, but a blocking foul is going to be called. And two shots coming up for Jarquavius Kane. Matt Jones picks up his third personal foul. That does put Nelton in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Jarquavius Kane at the free throw line. So far, he's one of two with 7 points. 5:20 left to play in this game. So Kane at the free throw line with a chance to tie this game back up. Right now, it's a two-point lead for Mountain Home. Again, 5:20 left on the clock. Well, before they shoot the free throws, just wiping up a little bit of perspiration off the floor because someone did hit the deck. So Kane takes the ball from the official. Again, he's got two free throws coming up. First shot is up and good. One more free throw coming up for Kane. Kane's second shot is up, and he gets both. Our fourth tie of the night. Kane now with 9 points. 44 all is our score. 44 all. With 5:15 left as Peters gets it into the front court. Throws over to Cruz on the left side. Back to Peters. Peters has it on the left wing. Now he takes a screen from Cruz. Throws up top to Jones. Now over to Benton on the right side. Benton's going to drill down towards the low block. Now kicks out to Jones on the wing. Tries to throw it to Peters. Ball was knocked away by Nelton. It goes out of bounds. Mount Home will inbound it with 4:58 left in the game. Again, we're tied at 44. Benton will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Gilbert. He immediately puts up the three in the right corner. Good! Wyatt Gilbert now double figures with 11 points. 47-44, Mountain Home lead. Here's Fulton back the other way, going toward the right elbow. And now a foul is going to be called away from the ball. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number 8, against Mountain Home. And that's going to be a 1-1 coming up for Jarquavius Kane. Jarquavius Kane, 3 of 4 from the free throw line so far with 9 points. 4:46 left to play in the game as Hunter Bashir is going to come in, replacing Wyatt Gilbert, who again just picked up his fourth foul. So here we go, Kane at the free throw line. First shot for Kane is up. No good, he misses the front end, and the rebound's controlled by Luke Cruz. He'll kick it out to Benton, who brings it into the front court. Benton with it on the left wing. Takes a screen from Cruz. Throws it up top to Jones. Now Bashirs has it. He's going to drill toward the free throw line. Kicks it out to Peters in the left corner. Peters going to drill towards the wing. Now throws it up top to Jones. Over to Benton on the right side. 4:20 left to play in the game. Benton picks up his drill. Skip pass to Bashirs on the left wing. Bashir's going to drill down towards the lane. Now his pass is stolen by Kane. Kane quickly back the other way. He has the ball knocked away from him, but Fulton's right there to get it for Nelton. Now ball goes over to Moore on the right side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Charles Moore with his first 3 points of the night. And now Mountain Home's going to take the timeout we're tied up for the fifth time tonight. 3:56 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home and Nelton knotted up at 47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Well, Mountain Home takes the timeout after Charles Moore hits the three to tie this game up. That was our fifth tie tonight. We've also got 6 lead changes. Right now, we're tied at 47 with 3:56 left of the game. Mountain Home will inbound it. Talon Benton inbounds it to Matt Jones. Now he's trying to figure out where to go then. He gives it to Gilbert, who checked in during the timeout. Gilbert gets it across the timeline. And now a foul's going to be called on Cortez Hamilton. That is his first personal foul. That's the last foul Hamilton has to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 3:46 left to play in this game. Mountain Home will inbound it on the near sideline. It will be Talon Benton triggering the inbound pass. Gets into Wyatt Gilbert in the backcourt. Gilbert gets it across the timeline. Throws over to Peters on the right side. Up top to Cruz. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert throws it to Benton. Benton's going to pull up for the three-pointer at the top. No good. Offensive rebound for Peters, and he's going to be fouled. A 1-1 coming up for Mountain Home. 3:29 left to play in the game. That foul is called on Charles Moore. That is his third personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Nelton. So with 3:29 left to play in this game, it will be a 1-1 for Colton Peters. So far, he's 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 15 points. So he has a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back at the charity stripe. Peters' first free throw is up. Good. So he does earn the bonus, and Mountain Home goes back on top. So one more free throw for Colton Peters. Peters' second shot is up. He gets both. He now has 17 points. 49-47, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 3.5 minutes left in this one. Fulton's letting the ball roll before he touches it. Now the clock starts. Fulton throws over on the left side to Hamilton. Back to Fulton. Fulton takes the screen. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it to Moore near the corner. Back out on the wing to Fulton. Looks like Mountain Home in a 2-3 zone right now. Ball goes over to Moore on the right side. Now up top to Fulton. Over on the left side to Hamilton. Hamilton gives it to Anderson in the left corner. He's going to kick it back out to Hamilton. Up to Fulton. He's going to try for the long three. No good. Offensive rebound for Kane. He goes back up with it. He gets the basket and he draws the foul. Jarquavius Kane will go to the line to try to give Nelton the lead back with 2:59 left to play in the game. Matt Jones, I believe, picks up his fourth personal foul. That is the ninth team foul against Mountain Home. Kane's free throw is up and in. And so that is our seventh lead change of the night. Nelton's up 50-49 with less than 3 minutes left. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles between the circles. Throws over to Cruz on the right side. Up top it goes to Peters. Over to Gilbert on the left. Up top to Benton. Over to Peters on the right side. He drills towards the corner. Now throws up top to Cruz. Cruz will give it back to Peters. Back up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left. Less than 2.5 minutes left in this game. Skip pass to Cruz on the right side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And Kane gets the rebound for Nelton. Fulton will walk the ball into the front court for the Raiders. 2:12 left to play in this game. It's a one-point Raider lead. Ball goes over to Anderson. Anderson has up the top. Now dribbles a little closer to the half-court stripe. Now Hamilton has it. He'll give it back to Anderson. 1:45, but Nelton's going to try to milk as much of this clock as they can. How long does Mountain wait before they start fouling? A couple players, it'd be hard for them to foul. Now the ball's just knocked away. Well, he just weren't paying attention. Talon Benton gets a steal, and back comes Mountain with a chance to get the lead back. Here's Gilbert with it. That is Nelson's 11th turnover of the night, and it couldn't come at a better time for the Bombers. 1:20 left to play. Here is Benton with it up top. Throws over to Gilbert on the left. Now gives it to Cruz. Cruz will give it to Benton between the circles. Over to Gilbert on the left. He's going to try for the three for the lead. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 14 points. Mountain Home on top, 50-50. 1 minute left to play in this game. Fulton into the front court for the Raiders. And now Nelson's going to take the timeout. We'll break. 54.1 seconds left. Mountain Home leading Nelson 52-50. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers.
Well, both teams come out on the floor. 54.1 seconds left. Nelson with the ball. Mountain Home leading 52-50. Cortez Hamilton will inbound it on the near sideline. He'll get it into Fulton. We are underway. Now he gets it back to Hamilton. Mountain Home fans get up on their feet right now. Ball goes over to Fulton, now to Kane. Now Hamilton has on the right side. Now to Fulton near the corner. Dribbles out a little more to the wing, now goes towards the lane. Now kicks out to Kane. Kane's going to pull up for a jumper at the elbow. No good. Hamilton's there for the tip end, though, and Matt Nelson quickly takes the timeout. Cortez Hamilton with 9 points. We'll break with 32 seconds left. Mountain Home and Nelson tied at 52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
32 seconds left, exactly 32. Mountain Home and Nelson tied at 52. It will be Mountain Home's basketball. And my guess is Mountain Home, they get into the front court, and then they'll hold it for a little bit and then try to make sure there's as little clock as possible for Nelson to try to get a shot off should Mountain Home hit it or even miss it, and Nelson gets a rebound. 18 seconds left. Gilbert has it very near the half-court stripe. Gilbert still dribbling. Down to 10. They're going to start making a move for too long. 7 seconds. Ball goes to Peters. 4 seconds. Now Nelson comes up with a bad ball. They, after getting the steal, and they quickly take the timeout. Let's go. But tough time for Mountain Home to get their 11th turnover. We'll break with 1.7 seconds left. Mountain Home and Nelson tied at 52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Well, a tough time for Mountain Home to get that turnover there. Nelson has the ball with 1.7 seconds left, but they do have to go the length of the floor to get this basket. We're tied at 52 right now. Both teams come out on the floor. It will be Cortez Hamilton turning the inbound pass. And we're getting ready to get back. He does a baseball-style pass. And it's knocked away by Mountain Home, and the clock's going to run out, and this game's going to go to overtime. Well, this is going to be Mountain Home's second overtime trip in three games. So they're going to put 4 more minutes on the clock, and we'll break with, at the end of regulation, our score, Mountain Home and Nelson tied at 52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
So we got four more minutes. Let's play as we start overtime. Mountain Home and Nelton tied at 40. Matt Jones will jump center for Mountain Home. Jarquavius Kane will jump for Nelton. Mountain Home has two players on the floor with four fouls each, Matt Jones and Wyatt Gilbert. The tip is won by Nelton. Here is Fulton into the front court. He's just dribbling between the circles right now. That's all he's doing right now. No one's really moving, making any moves right now. Now Benton starts to come out on him a little bit more. Now Fulton's going to drill down a little closer to the three-point line. Now go back out toward the half-court stripe. Now he's drilling down to lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Goes out. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. Nelton will keep possession and they'll inbound it with 3:22 left over overtime. Again, we're tied at 52. Fulton will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Inbound pass goes to McFadden. Up top to Hamilton. Over to Fulton on the right side. Thought about three. Now it takes a screen, and now he dribbles a little closer to the top. Throws over to Kane on the right. Now he picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. He'll give it to McFadden at the corner. McFadden drills out to the wing, throws up top to Hamilton. Now Fulton has it. Now it's home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Anderson on the right side. Anderson takes a screen. Now throws up top to McFadden. Over to Fulton on the left side. Fulton takes the screen. He's going to pull up inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. And Mount Home gets the rebound. So this will be the Bombers' first possession of overtime. We're tied at 52. Gilbert into the front court. He'll give it to Peters. Peters drills up between the circles. Now Peters goes over a little to the left side. He's going down towards the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Coming up with a steal was Fulton. 12th turnover against Mountain Home. Now the ball goes up to Hamilton. Now back to Fulton on the left side. 2:14 left to play in overtime. We're tied at 52. Hamilton has it at the top. Throws over to Anderson. Back to Hamilton. And now he's just holding the ball. He hasn't even dribbled yet. We hit the 2-minute mark. Hamilton's still just holding the ball, hasn't dribbled yet. Mount Home's just letting him go out, letting him hold it right now. Kind of wonder if they'll run it down and then take a timeout and try to call some sort of play up. Mount Home student section on their feet right now. 1 minute and a half left now. We're still tied at 52, and Hamilton still holding the ball out there. Now Benton's going a little closer, but not close enough for a five-second count. Now he just about did there. Now he starts the five-second count. Now they pulls back. Now five-second count once again. Now ball goes over to Fulton on the left side. 1 minute left. Back up top to Hamilton. Fulton has it once again. He's going to be double-teamed. Now gets out of it. Dribbles towards the left side. Throws it in the corner to Kane. Now back to Hamilton. 45 seconds left. Here Fulton has it. Now over to Hamilton. Back up top to Fulton. 40 seconds. Ball goes over to Anderson. Now he's going to be double-teamed. Now kicks it to Fulton. Fulton's going to dribble towards the lane. Now goes back out. A little further out. Now it goes back towards the free throw line. Throws up top to Hamilton. 30 seconds left. Hamilton's going to be met by Wyatt Gilbert. Now he gets some distance between him and his defender. 20 seconds left. 15. Hamilton's just dribbling. Now they're going to serve 10 seconds. Now Hamilton is dribbling 5 seconds. Hamilton's going to dribble towards the lane. Now kicks out to Kane on the low block. Now kicks over to Anderson. Is he going to beat the buzzer? He is. He is, but he didn't make it. And we're going to head for a second overtime period. So again, 4 more minutes on the clock. Our score at the end of overtime. Now to Norman Nelton, knotted up at 52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
So we're going to jump center for a third time tonight as Mountain Home and Nelton are going to a double overtime, tied at 52. Matt Jones will jump for Mountain Home. Jarquavius Kane for Nelton.
Let's go, Matt.
Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Nelton. Fulton will bring it into the front court for the Raiders. His pass was knocked away, but Hamilton is able to secure it. Now he gives it up top to McFadden. Over on the left side to Anderson. Now back up top to Hamilton. Hamilton is just dribbling up at the top near the half-court stripe. And we may do this again. Now they're starting to make the move. The ball goes back up to Kane. Now back up top to Hamilton. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play of overtime. Hamilton has yet to dribble. He's just holding the ball out there near the half-court stripe. Down to 3 minutes. Hamilton still holding. Now he throws over to Fulton after Benton comes out on him. Fulton will dribble up to the top. Fulton will dribble to the right side, kicks over to McFadden. Now back to Hamilton. Hamilton will dribble up to the top. 2.5 minutes left. Hamilton still just dribbling near the half-court stripe. No one going out there on Hamilton right now. Well, Talon Ben's getting a little closer now. He throws over to Fulton on the right side. Fulton's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the running jumper. Good. Kevin Fulton with 21 points. That's our ninth lead change of the night as Nelson's on top, 54-52. Less than 2 minutes left. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws it to Benton. Benton will give it to Peters on the right. Up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left. Alley-oop pass to Jones. He was not in a good position to get the layup. Rebound comes to Kane, and he's going to be fouled. Talon Benton picks up his second personal foul. That is the 10th team foul, so that puts Nelton in the double bonus. Jarquavius Kane at the free throw line for 2 shots. He has 12 points so far this evening, including going 4 of 6 from the free throw line. So... Two shots for Kane. First shot is up and in. And he gets this next one, it'll be a two-possession game. There's 1:42 left on the clock. Second shot for Kane is up, and he gets both. 56-52, Melton up by four. Here is Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Jones. Now to Peters, over to Gilbert on the left. He's going to try for the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is chased down by Kane. And his pass is knocked to save it in. It was knocked away by Cruz. And it will be Nelton's basketball with 1:28 left to play. Hunter Bashirs will check in real quick for Mountain Home, replacing Matt Jones. Matt Jones going to check out right now. He's got four fouls. And now Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 1:28 left to double overtime. Nelton leading Mountain Home 56-52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Well, Nelton will inbound it, leading 56-52 with 1:28 left of overtime. Coming out of the Mountain on timeout, Hamilton will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Fulton. Now back to Hamilton. Now back to Fulton. Once again over to Hamilton. Now once again over to Fulton. And he will get into the front court. And now he's going to be fouled from behind. Talon Benton picks up his third personal foul. So two shots for Kevin Fulton. This will be his first trip to the line tonight. With 1:16 left to play, above double overtime. Fulton's first free throw is up and good. Our Bashir's going to take a seat, being replaced by Matt Jones. And for Nelton, Charles Moore will come in, replacing Josie Perkins. And Fulton gets both free throws. He now has 23 points. 58-52, Nelton leading it. 1:12 left in the game as the ball is knocked away and stolen by Fulton. He's going to quickly go back the other way for the easy layup. Good. Mountain Home's 13th turnover of the night. And now fouls will be called on Nelton. Jarquavius Kane picks up his third personal foul. Eighth team foul, so 1-1 coming up for Wyatt Gilbert with 1:01 left to play. So, Mike Gilbert will shoot the 1-1 with a chance to make it a two-possession game. Right now, it's a three-possession lead for the Raiders. Gilbert's first free throw is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. Bashir's going to check back in, replacing Matt Jones. And before the second free throw, Nelton's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 1:01 left to play in the game. It is Nelton leading Mountain Home 60-53. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, right now it's a 7-point lead for Nelton, 60-53 with 1:01 left, but Wyatt Gilbert still has one more free throw to shoot coming out of the Raider timeout. So Wyatt Gilbert takes the ball from the official. Second shot is up, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Kane. We take inside the final minute, a 7-point Raider lead. Here's Hamilton with it. Gets into the front court to Moore. And he's going to be fouled by Hunter Bashirs. That is his first personal foul. So two shots coming up for Charles Moore. He has yet to go to the free throw line tonight. 48 and a half seconds left as Moore's first free throw is up and good. Matt Jones going to check back in, replacing Hunter Bashirs. Second shot up, no good. He gets one of two on the trip, 61-53. Nelton Lee, Mountain Home got the rebound. Here is Benton back the other way, going into the lane for the layup, good. Talon Benton with 7 points, 61-55. Nelton leading at 34 seconds. Fulton into the front court. He's going to go up for the layup, good. Kevin Fulton with 27 points. Here's Gilbert quickly back the other way, and a foul away from the ball. Yep, an offensive foul called on Talon Benton. That is his fourth personal foul. That is the, and that is the 14th turnover against Mountain Home. 22.4 seconds left, and it looks like Nelton may be able to get this victory. Right now they lead by 8 with 22.4 seconds left. Yep, and Josh Fulcher is telling his team, do not foul. The ball goes over to Moore, now into to Hamilton. Hamilton's going into the lane for the layup. Basket counts, and he's fouled. Cortez Hamilton now double figures with 11 points, and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 11.4 seconds left. That foul's on Luke Cruz as his second personal foul. Cortez Hamilton to try to convert the three-point play. Hamilton's free throw is up. No good, and the rebound comes to Jones. 9 seconds left. Here is Gilbert trying to get it across the timeline. He gets it into the front court to Peters. Now Jones has it. He's going up for the layup. No good, and that's the way this ball game's going in. Melton's going to get the 10-point victory. Well, a tough double overtime period for Mountain Home as Nelton explodes for 13 points in that extra period. Our final score in double overtime. Nelton defeats Mountain Home 65-55. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.